Hello. Greetings from Salt Lake City. I am flying from Chicago to San Francisco today via Salt Lake City. And I'm traveling today, so this is going to be a very, very reduced episode of the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. There's going to be no editing. There's going to be no music. I don't know what there's going to be, but there's going to be very little of it. So here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's episode of the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 440, On the Fly. Okay, now you remember probably last week, maybe the week before, the podcast was late. And in fact, the last couple of weeks, the podcast has been just kind of late and last minute. That is because Reed, Martin, and I are cramming, madly writing the next Reduced Shakespeare Company script. And I can't wait to tell you about it, except I can't tell you about it today. But hopefully in a week or two, we'll be able to tell you all about it. Rehearsals begin tomorrow night, the 12th, for the workshop production. I am flying today so as to get out there to this production, to the theater where I could start being at rehearsals. And just this morning, I finished putting the last touches on the draft that the stage manager will print up for the cast. That's why I haven't edited a podcast today, and I'm recording this on the fly in an airport on the way to San Francisco. And by the time I get there tonight, it'll be so late, I won't have time to edit or put any music on this. So in the next couple of weeks, probably in June, I will probably do another podcast that compares the top most downloaded episodes of the podcast for the last 6 months or the last 12 months. I don't think that this episode of the podcast will ever make any sort of list like that. It is definitely a stopgap episode, but I definitely didn't want to miss one. In 8 years, I've never missed a week of the podcast, and this week is no exception. Again, I wish I could tell you more about the new RSC script that we're working on. I'm very excited about it, and I've been working on it since January. All I can tell you is that there's been a ton of research, a ton of writing, a ton of cutting some of the stuff that we have written. And tomorrow night, we've done a couple of preliminary readings in hotel rooms in the last couple of months of the material we have, and we have liked what we've heard so far, but there was always room for more. And then tomorrow night, the 12th, we'll do the first reading with the workshop cast. There will be some familiar names for you in the workshop cast, and we'll be able to tell you when and where these workshops are going to be performed, so you'll be able to come see them. But I don't know what else I can tell you. I don't know what happens when you guys write your plays, but when I'm writing mine, everything else falls away. My family, my life, I just sit down and I don't get up from my desk until I pass out or until it's finished. And so it's been about 5 months of that, which has been exhausting and is why I can't wait to actually start rehearsing and putting the thing on its feet tomorrow night. We're going to learn so much in rehearsal, and that's really where the thing is going to come to life. Let's see, I should probably also tell you that we have a couple weeks left in the UK tour, the UK and Ireland tour of the Complete History of Comedy Abridged, and I hope to hear from those actors before the end of the tour to see how it's going for them. And then after that tour, sort of from June 10th to July 10th, we're doing another tour of the show that will not die, the show that started it all, the Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised. We got a lovely tweet from somebody this week who said, for some reason, I've never seen the Reduced Shakespeare Company. What a treat. It was worth the wait. Well, that was really great. It was actually nice to hear that there are new people discovering the Reduced Shakespeare Company every week. So on the one hand, it's really great. On the other hand, it's like, where have you been? Anyway, we'll keep, as long as you guys keep showing up, we'll keep doing the plays. Well, here's a frustrating irony. I've been in Salt Lake City now, at the Salt Lake City Airport, for 5 hours because they never were able to replace that plane. Fortunately, they've put me onto another plane. But I could have easily recorded and edited this podcast if I'd had my bag. But no, I checked my computer bag at the gate because they said it was a crowded flight. And so, of course, my bag is on a plane. So, with any luck, I will get to San Francisco at the same time my bag does. If only I could upload this recording straight from my phone or from my iPod to the website, but I can't. So, anyway, one of the many things we learn as we try to get this podcast done week after week. But at least there will be a podcast at some point. So I guess that's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. That didn't take long, did it? Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Delta flight attendant Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to B. Dixon. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to everybody here at Delta Airlines who delayed my flight for technical reasons out of Chicago, and who have now delayed my flight here in Salt Lake City because the food truck hit the wing of the plane, and apparently that's bad. Oh, Delta. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. Didn't take you very long this week. I'm Austin Titchener, 1320th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.